Folks, if you love Mega like we think you do, do us a small favor. Join the Patreon. It's the number one way to support a small podcast like ours. The year we had was, well, I wouldn't say we didn't get our asses kicked with strikes and podcasting budgets getting slashed. So why not just head over and give it a try? You can do a free trial on Patreon. If that's not in your plan, at the very least, share your favorite episode of Mega with a friend and leave us a review and a 5-star rating on Apple Podcast. We'd love to keep going, and we can't do it without you. Thanks. I'm not sure if I mentioned it before, but when my friend Clay Mason Bannerman and I want to impress our new lady friends, Tiffer and Mickey, we don't even have to take them to a restaurant. That's because we have an entire freezer stocked full of ButcherBox, and that includes high-quality meat and seafood that we can trust. It's so convenient. It's delivered right to our doorstep, and there's always free shipping. I mean, where else can you get free protein for a whole year? Tiffer and Mickey love it, and so will you. At least one of them is always around asking when the new ButcherBox is arriving. Sign up at butcherbox.com/mega and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. Choose salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/mega and use code MEGA to choose your free for a year offer plus $20 off your first order. Thanks, ButcherBox.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Mega is an improvised satire from the staff of a fictional megachurch.
We are here, Lord, we are here, and we're ready to podcast.
Hiya, I'm Hallie Labonte, and this is Mega, coming to you from Twin Hills Community Church, where every single week we give our mega church a tiny family feel. Introducing you to members of our church staff, I do think it's a treat and a treasure. Well, per usual, I'm joined by my co-host. He's the youth pastor for our high school ministry called Climax. Please welcome Mr. Gray Haas.
Father, Son, and Holy Spizzy, Hallie, how are you?
Oh, that is so cool. I'm great, Gray. How are you? How are your kids in Climax?
Well, I had an amazing week with my teens who came to Climax because it was a baptism weekend.
Awesome.
I know. It's just so moving. It was really good. We filled an above-ground pool, and we put it inside the gym because, it snowed this weekend, even though, it's supposed to be spring.
I know.
And afterwards, we had just an indoor pool party. It was great.
Oh, that sounds so fun. That's so great.
Well, it did go okay. One of my teens, and this is weird, I don't like to name names, but it's this guy, Jazly von Seldenek, and it didn't go great for him.
Oh, why's that?
Well, he got up into the front of the line, and he just would not get in the water, Hallie. And even though I knew he wanted to, because I've been talking to him about it for weeks, and he was so pumped to get baptized.
Yeah.
And I said, hey, man, what's up? And he said, I'm allergic to water.
Is that a thing?
I didn't think it was. I thought he was clowning, as the kids say.
Oh.
And when I tried to pull him in, he just really fought me on it. So I knew he was serious. It's this condition. It's called aquagenic urticaria or urticaria or something.
Sounds serious.
And if he gets wet, he breaks out into this crazy pussy rash.
Oh, no.
I know. And so I put two and two together and I realized, oh, right. Jazly's the one that a lot of these teens will say, Jazly smells like poo because water makes him spazzly.
Oh, that's
which,
not nice.
Well, yeah, I mean, but it's kind of true. And
so how are you going to baptize someone without full submersion in water? Because, the Bible is very clear. You have to be able to fully immerse. You have to have a full dunk.
I know. And there's no plan B laid out in the Bible, Hallie. It's basically you get dunked. That's how Jesus did it.
Right.
And so I had to do a bit of improvising, and I don't really like improvising because I think it's usually bad.
Improv's not good.
Yeah. And so I just said, hey, guys, does anyone have a water alternative that's not going to make Jazzly break out? And you know what, Hallie? Everybody had enough soda drinks, cola, and stuff like that, that we were able to fill a few large buckets with all their fizzy kind of sugary drinks. And we were able to get Jazzly into that to baptize him.
Awesome.
Crisis averted. It was really special. And I'm hoping that, you know, he claimed that that doesn't make him break out. So that's great.
And you know what? I think the full immersion is the dunking is the thing that God mostly cares about. So if it's a trough full of Pepsi, but you can get him fully dunked in and out, I think that still represents, you know, the way that we are cleansed and made new and born again in Christ.
Exactly. He was wired after, though. That was the problem. He just like wouldn't even calm down.
Well,
anyway, how was your weekend, Hallie?
Oh, so good. I got really excited because my son Day was talking about the male gaze. And I says, well, I guess we're going to have this talk. You know, these kids nowadays are always, you know, all these issues going on with, you know.
I know, the homosexual thing.
Yeah. And my son was talking about how the male gaze is bad and it's not good for women. And
so sad.
And I said, well, finally, we're on the same page about something.
Oh, that's great.
And I got really excited and it felt so good to, you know, be in God's army together for a while. And he kept saying, no, Mom, not the male gaze. I'm talking about the male gaze.
Right. That's what we're talking about.
That's what I'm talking about. Right. And I'm like, well, the males, the females, the all of them, you know, are, you know, love the sin or hate sin type of thing. And he goes, no, I'm not saying male gaze. I'm saying male gaze.
What is he saying?
The male gaze. Evidently, he thinks the male gaze is, you know, like diminishing to females or whatever. And I say, yeah.
Yeah, because there's a lot of ladies out there that would love to date these nice guys, but you
they're too busy dating each other.
Exactly.
And he said, no, Mom, the male gaze. I guess I don't know what else I'm supposed to think other than that, you know, it's a bunch of gay guys. But, you know, he said it's something about like ogling females or something. Like he's saying like G-A-Z-E. And I said, no,
gaze.
I think you're saying G-A-Y-S. Either way.
So males aren't supposed to look around us anymore?
It's like, what is allowed? Can
exactly.
I get a list of the things I can say and do at this point? Jeez, El Pizzas.
It's just cancel culture run amok.
Yeah, put that Pepsi in your big gulp and drink it.
Or get baptized in it.
Oh yeah, that too.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Because I really value truth, misinformation really, really scares me. And that's why I'm excited to tell you about Conspirituality, a podcast that dismantles New Age cults, wellness grifters, and conspiracy mad yogis. At their best, they attack public health efforts in times of crisis, and at their worst, it's like they're recruiting for the fever dream of QAnon. On Conspirituality, you will have a journalist, a cult researcher, and a philosophical skeptic all discussing stories and cult dynamics and helping educate us and using proven science as their guiding light. I really recommend the Jordan Klepper episode talking about creating comedy in the MAGAverse. Jordan's incredible. And I also really love the Medical Medium episode. It's really good, and not just because I've had my own weird experiences with mediums. From exploring cults to analyzing our cultural and political landscape, the Conspirituality Podcast will help you stay informed against misinformation and resist fear tactics. Find Conspirituality on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Because I really value truth, misinformation really, really scares me. And that's why I'm excited to tell you about Conspirituality, a podcast that dismantles New Age cults, wellness grifters, and conspiracy mad yogis. At their best, they attack public health efforts in times of crisis, and at their worst, it's like they're recruiting for the fever dream of QAnon. On Conspirituality, you will have a journalist, a cult researcher, and a philosophical skeptic all discussing stories and cult dynamics and helping educate us and using proven science as their guiding light. I really recommend the Jordan Klepper episode talking about creating comedy in the MAGAverse. Jordan's incredible. And I also really love the Medical Medium episode. It's really good, and not just because I've had my own weird experiences with mediums. From exploring cults to analyzing our cultural and political landscape, the Conspirituality Podcast will help you stay informed against misinformation and resist fear tactics. Find Conspirituality on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and Talkspace, the leading virtual therapy provider, is encouraging people to talk it out in therapy. By talking or texting with a supportive, licensed therapist at Talkspace, you'll gain insights, discover truths, and experience breakthroughs that will improve how you live and how you feel. With Talkspace, just answer a few questions online, and you'll be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, whenever you feel most at ease. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members only pay a $25 copay or less. No insurance? No problem. If you want to make progress toward a mentally healthier place, Talkspace is here for you. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Like the Holy Spirit is the intercessor who communicates with God on our behalf. Our guest today is the intercessor helping communicate all the Twin Hills info through social media. Ooh, ladies and gentlemen, it's Mr. Melvin DeBanks. Welcome.
Thank you guys so much for having me. It's so nice to be here.
Oh, we're thrilled.
Yeah, we met the other day, finally in person.
I know. You're just you're the man behind all the posts. All the posts that we go out with the church. You are the one doing that.
Yeah, well, you know, it takes a village. A village of one.
You are the village. I feel like ever since I met you, Melvin, I always feel like when I see you, I have to like show my good side and, you know, be like photo ready in case you snap a picture and put it up on the Twin Hills socials.
Sweetie, are you kidding me? You always look so great. I mean, I've taken pictures of you at 7 a.m., 7 p.m. The makeup is always clicked.
Oh, I do.
You look great.
I always have on a full face. And I feel like you're someone who's kind of like, you're not just social media savvy. I feel like you're style savvy. And, you know, I would like to maybe come by your office sometime and ask you questions because I've had an asymmetrical haircut for so long. And I don't know if I look too much like a mom. And I feel like you would have some good tips and techniques.
Oh, you know, moms are very in right now, actually.
Really?
A lot of people don't know that. We have a lot of like social media software that is constantly running algorithms on what is in, what is out. And right now, mom, asymmetrical, both.
Why? Well, I wanted to ask you about this, Melvin, because, you know, I love social media.
Yeah.
I just think it's so important in spreading the word of the church and what we're up to. And I also wanted to know just personally, what are some tips that you have for people that really want to grow their social media account? Because right now I think I've been shadow banned or something. I've really hit that wall where I just can't get above, you know, a certain number of followers. I'm not getting the blue check, which I'm really upset about, actually, even though I've got a lot, you know, I've wanted blue check for a long time. So, I mean, I'm just a little bit frustrated with Instagram and things like that. And my ex-lady friend is on Instagram a lot. So, and is pretty big on there. So what advice would you give for people that are really trying to grow their Instagram and everything personally?
Wow. Well, how much time you got? So, I mean, unfortunately, you know, we live in such a sinful time right now,
right.
You know, and sex sells. Ugh. And people think that you really need to go out there and show your body, but Christ doesn't want that for you.
Okay.
If it comes between a blue check and that big old blue cloud in the sky, you know what? I pick the cloud. Mm-hmm. But, you know, there are many things that you can do. I mean, posting every single day at the exact same time is crucial.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I remember last year, my mother was in the hospital with multiple forms of cancer. But I knew that she would want me, even though she was medically sedated, that she would want me to continue to grow my social media following. So I took it as a mission to post every single day while she was in the hospital.
I saw some of those posts on your personal one and some of them with your mom, which was, which was interesting.
Yeah. You know, I kind of had to wheel her out into, you know, daylight works really well. People love to see the sunshine. Right. And the medical staff was really kind of up in arms about me taking her outside. But I thought she just looked so beautiful in natural light. I had to wheel her out, take a couple pictures in the sun. It was kind of a Weekend at Bernie's situation. But, you know, the engagement speaks for itself.
That's right.
That is right. Oh, are you engaged?
Yes. I have been engaged for 4 years, but I was actually talking about social media engagement.
Engagement. Sometimes I mix up those words. Okay.
Yes, that's likes and comments. Wow. I'm more engaged to my phone, as my sweet fiance Carla has told me so many times.
That is great.
Well, Melvin, I'll tell you what, I'm going to put your mom on the top of my prayer list and her multiple cancers. And you know what? I believe fully that God has the power to heal her.
She truly does. Oh, did I say she? She, he, they truly does.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And how's your mom doing?
Oh, she has been dead for several weeks now. I actually completely forgot to update my social media to tell everybody. Oh, that's going to be so much engagement. Can you just give me one second? Oh, I have actually the perfect picture that I want to post from her funeral. Oh, you guys are going to die when you see it. It was, you know, we had to take it during off hours. There were a lot of funerals.
Right.
I mean, what hashtag are you going to use for that one?
Oh, well, you know, hashtag mom, because moms are so popular right now, like I said earlier.
Awesome.
Hashtag mom, hashtag beauty, hashtag God, hashtag Christ, hashtag Bible.
Okay.
You know, a lot of people searching Bible right now.
That's cool. That's so
And
cool.
I'm going to go ahead and like it, and I'll go ahead and, I'm not sure if you follow me, but I'll go ahead and like it, and
yeah,
maybe I'll comment.
I think I do.
What's really? Okay.
Yeah, what's your handle again?
I'm just going to, I'm at Gray as the Day is Long.
Oh, yeah. I did see you liking several of my photos.
And I'll just, great. Okay.
There it is.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And I'll just put, so sorry about your mom. She was amazing.
Isn't your TikTok is different? Is your TikTok, I'm clearly gray?
I'm clearly gray. Openly gray is my Snapchat.
Yeah, that's one of the things I wanted to ask you, Melvin, because sometimes I feel as a mom, even though now we're trending, is that, you know, I'm not always up on, you know, the lingo my kids are using, the social media they're engaging with. And in terms of, you know, what's the hot thing? Are they even doing Snapchat? What should I be looking for? We got Snap, we got Insta, we got Twitter, we got TikTok. Are there any more? Are some of them better than others? Immoral, amoral? What's your opinion?
Well, you know, just like with any social media, you know, any social media app, you know, you have to really find your niche in whatever app that you choose to be on.
Okay.
You know, there's a lot of demonic forces acting upon us, and you really just have to use Christ's hashtags only to really dig into the algorithm to find your niche audience. I personally feel as though TikTok is the most Christ-like.
Okay.
Instagram is second most Christ-like.
Okay.
Snapchat is demonic.
Really?
Disappearing. Yes.
Good
yes, I know.
Good to know.
Disappearing photos are very unChrist-like. I mean, they're here, they're there. It's very dark, demonic. I've never known a Christ figure that can disappear.
Well, I mean,
like
he
that.
Did disappear after they rolled. I guess I always thought, you know, it could have been Christ-like because, you know, after they rolled the stone away, he wasn't there. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, that's kind of Christ-like. He kind of, you know, he pulled a kind of disappearing act there for a minute before he came back.
And so, he should be the only one disappearing.
That's right.
That is very true.
Yeah. And would you say that Satan has a stronghold on Twitter?
Oh, Satan definitely has a stronghold on Twitter. There are so many dark demonic forces working on us on a daily basis. Twitter has been very hard to grow as a channel for us as a church because, you know, everybody's always, you know, there's pornography on Twitter.
No, really?
Can you believe that? They allow
Is
it.
There really? Wow.
They allow it everywhere. Oh, no. It's running rampant. And as you know, as our handle is at Twin Hills, a lot of people, unfortunately, do think that our channel is pornography. Because Twin Hills, yes, TwinHills.x is a very popular pornography channel. You know, people get confused and they tag us in there. So please, whatever you do, do not look at our mentions on Twitter. you will be absolutely disgusted.
Well, that is something I know is a problem because, you know, I was hashtagging everything from work, hashtag Twin Hills, and it was the most, I just don't know what was happening because a lot of really sick stuff would come up under that. A lot of kind of the top of breasts, the side of breasts, mm-hmm. The underside of breasts.
Under boob is what they call it.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Yeah.
And so like that was just coming up and I'm like, guys, I'm not even looking at this stuff. Sometimes, you know, people with pancakes on their breast, dollar bills stuck on the breast, other kind of pasties on the breast, you know, things on the breast, like, you know, a person kept putting pudding cups on the breast. And I'm like, what is that even? You know, just a lot of breasts. And I was just like, I'm sick right now, just absolutely sick.
Oh yeah, I posted a picture the other week of my kneeling down on the ground. It's just a picture of my knees kneeling, and that actually got the most engagement. And I was so confused, but when I looked at the comments, they thought that I had posted two ample, beautiful black breasts. Yeah, it hurt because I really felt like we were doing God's work and we were finding new people and we were getting God's word out there. But turns out, no, they just wanted to see my fat, juicy knees.
Oh, well, I'll tell you what, I looked over my husband, Lance Labonte. I looked over his shoulder the other day and he was looking at some Instagram thing or another called Stacks on Racks. And it was just these stacks of cash on top of women's chests. And I said, Lance Labonte, what are you doing? And he said, this was our son, Day. This is Day's phone. And I'm putting on some parental controls. And I was like, oh my gosh, if my son is looking at cash stacked up on some women's chests, yes, I feel like it's the end times, you know? And the problem, and Melvin, maybe you can help me with this, is that our kids are now more digitally savvy than the grown-ups. Yes. And so they're using the parental controls against us. I know my kids are putting parental controls on so that I can't see what they're doing. They're controlling me.
Mm-hmm. It's absolutely terrible. Yes. I mean, I think, I wish that social media, it really does feel sometimes as if the devil has put it into our lives. But you know what? Sometimes we got to use the tools of the devil as tools of God. We have to educate our children to sometimes put down your phone is the right thing to do. Put down your phone, pick up your Bibles.
Yep.
Because, you know, the Bible is the original Twitter.
And what do you think about your Bible on your phone? Is that okay?
Oh, the Bible app is my favorite app.
Awesome.
Sometimes I'll just, it does this really cool thing where it just generates a Bible verse every single day for you. And so I just copy that and then I post it as our caption to whatever post that I put on our social media account. And it doesn't, sometimes it doesn't make sense at all in terms of like matching up to the photo that I post. And that's okay.
Okay.
And that's okay.
Yeah. Right. Because, you know, I did kind of, I love that juxtaposition though, because, you know, the other day you posted a picture of, you know, Steve driving in his new Range Rover to the back of the church, which I did, you know, I was like, wow, this is a beautiful new car. And then I love that you posted, you know, his promises are new every morning, which is just, you know, I love it. And I kind of had trouble drawing a line between the two, but then after I thought about it, it really worked.
Oh, there is none.
Oh, okay.
But that's the beauty of Bible verses because, you know, you can put something up and it can mean one thing and whoever's reading it can interpret it in whatever way that they want to, that feels, that they feel deep in their heart, you know? Mm-hmm. That's the beauty of the Bible.
My son tells me that I'm homophobic the way I'm translating these verses of the Bible and that he doesn't translate them that way. And I'm like, well, in this case, my translation's actually right.
100%. Whatever you believe is correct.
See, thank you. And Melvin, I have a question, and forgive me if this is too personal a question, but are people still on Facebook?
Oh, are people still on Facebook? You are so cute. Facebook is really the most Christ-like.
Really?
Wonderful.
Oh, yes, my love. Oh. Facebook is truly the grassroots social media where we get down and we meet the people and we it's where Christian memes were created.
Really?
You know?
Oh, like what memes have you seen? Those are so fun.
Oh, yeah. There is just the most delightful meme that I saw the other day. It's two surgeons in a doctor, you know, they're performing surgery. Mm-hmm. Okay. And there's our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, instructing them on, I imagine, open heart surgery.
Awesome.
Which, awesome. It, I mean, is truly inspirational, but 100%. Also just like a little bit cute and like
it's winky. So cute.
It's yeah. cheeky, right?
I totally love that. I saw that one and I was like, you know what? This open heart that these surgeons have trained, you know, for decades to, you know, be able to work on, mm-hmm. who knows the heart better, really, than Jesus? And he might be standing there in old, you know, Bronze Age clothes, you know, in a long robe in the middle of a scrubbed in surgery setting. But mm-hmm. I just thought, nobody knows the heart like Jesus. Am I right?
I know. And I love, too, with memes, it's almost more fun to describe them than to look at them. I think it's just like so much more of a verbal medium than a visual medium. And I just sometimes when people are like, hey, look at this meme, I'm like, explain it to me, because I think it's more fun that way.
I completely agree. I wish that instead of the photo, they just wrote a description.
You're right. I like sometimes when you would pop on the stories of the church at Twin Hills and just say like, hey guys, here's a funny meme I saw today. And you just explain it. I always love when you do that.
It came to me the other day when I was explaining several memes to my mom's gravesite. Because she used to love them. She used to share them all the time. I was describing a couple to her and I was like, wait a minute. This is incredible. And, you know, my mom's grave gives me just the best ideas for my social media posts.
I was wondering whose grave was in the background. So that was your mom's?
That was my mother's.
Okay.
It's pretty large.
Very fresh.
Is it too gaudy? We got the biggest one we could find, the biggest headstone we could find.
Oh, right. I think that honors her life.
I know. I was like, whose grave is this? Abraham Lincoln? And I guess it was your mom.
Yeah, it's kind of like a mausoleum, isn't it? It's a place you can actually go hang out.
Yeah, I had a social media mixer there the other day. Yeah, sometimes I bring some Christian influencers to, you know, just mingle and talk about, you know, flap our gums about what's you know, what engages on social media. And I thought, well, I could spend a bunch of money on a peer space or renting a house, or I could do it at my mom's mausoleum. And that's truly what she would have wanted.
So Melvin, tell us a little bit about how you grew up too, because how did you get into social media, you know, especially in light of all these things that happened with your mom?
Well, as you know, my mother was the heiress to the Blue Shield Asbestos Corporation.
Oh, really? An asbestos fortune.
Yes. Yeah, wow. She used to just love going into work and working with my grandfather. You know, she used to have the best stories of how she would play with the asbestos. She would use it as, clay. It's how she got into pottery, really.
Oh, cool.
She would, you know, she always taught us, you know, you have to find your passion, though. Asbestos was her passion, but she didn't want it. She didn't force it onto me.
Oh, great. Probably for the best.
She said, you need to find your passion. And one day, I just picked up the phone. I picked up her phone and said, Mommy, I think I want to be a social media manager. And you know how old I was? I was 5.
Oh, my goodness.
I was 5 years old. And I knew that very moment.
I mean, was social media even a thing when you were that age, 5 years old?
Oh, it was definitely a thing. Okay. Actually, when I was born, it was Twitter. It was MySpace. It was Facebook. It was Snapchat. All of those came out in the same year. I mean, Fleeble, Tinder, Jackson, Dante's Inferno, which is, you know, one of my favorite, personally, my favorite apps.
Oh, never heard of it.
Oh, yeah. It's incredible. I'll send you a link.
Oh, yay.
Tinder, Grindr, okay. Feather, Ooh. Sucker, Gush, Waterfall, Golden Rains. Condensation a personal one of my, that was a really good one. I think that one went out of business though.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Tightrope was a great one. Mouthhole, Manhole, Sock Love.
Yeah. I think a lot of those aren't around anymore, but you know, I did want to ask, and with your mom, was it hard because, you know, you had this asbestos fortune and then, you know, she had, as you said, multiple cancers. Was that because of the asbestos?
Oh, well, she also worked part-time at a radium facility.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Which she just needed something else to do with the time.
Yeah. Well, you know, I don't like to use the word rich, but we are rich. But she did say, you should always, God gave us two hands.
Yeah.
So you got to keep one hand on the mission that God gave you. And you got to use the other hand to do something that fulfills you. And, you know, radium was kind of her right hand activity.
And what kind of cancer was it?
Hand.
Oh, no.
Was the first one.
Okay.
But, you know, you use your hands for a lot of things, right, and it does travel all over your body. Oh. You know, you wash your hair with your hands. You wash your feet with your hands. And she had hair and feet cancer as well.
Okay. Oh, no.
I'm so sorry.
Well, she's in a better place. She's in a better place.
She is with him and she is partying.
And I know she is so proud of you. And, you know, I'm just looking here right now, Melvin, and I'm noticing that, I'm still not seeing a follow from you on my Instagram. So it might be a glitch.
My internet has been so weird.
Okay.
Lately. Yeah. So
maybe take it off the Wi-Fi and you can just do it over.
Yeah, I might try that later. That's a good idea.
Melvin, I wanted to ask you, because I know it breaks the heart of God that people see the Twin Hills logo and instead of seeing two godly hills, they see breasts. But along those same lines, I just wanted to ask, if social media is a place where people can be posting suggestive photos of themselves, maybe satanic ideology and stuff, how do you spend all day on social media and still keep your mind pure?
That is such a good question. Well, I try to personally avert my eyes at all times. I really just look at my phone through my peripheral vision. So I can't actually see that much.
Oh.
And that kind of filters, to use, a social media word, a filter, that kind of filters out all of the sinfulness that would usually plague my mind. And, you know, my fiance, Carla, is so great. She always keeps me so grounded in Christ's love. She's always there right over my shoulder looking at every single thing that I do on my phone, which is a godsend.
Oh, yeah. And I'm looking at your main grid here. Is this Carla sort of I guess I would call her a tall lady,
yes,
in a pantsuit.
Yes, she is 6'3". She is my large goddess. I love her. She recently changed careers. She was a chef at the Marriott for a very long time. But as you might know from following the social media account, she now sells cars, and she sold Steve his car. So
awesome.
Really?
We like to keep it in the family here. We are so blessed that he bought from Carla.
Oh, yeah. She's Carla's cars.
Yes, Carla's cars.
I recognize from the commercials. Okay, Carla's cars.
Yeah, you probably recognize her from the billboards where she's lifting.
Yeah, she's lifting a
right
Range
over
her head. Yes,
right over
Carla's
her head.
Carla's cars. Yeah. Get in, go fast.
And did she sell you your Yukon? I think it's so cool.
Oh, she sure did. Oh yeah. Oh. Well, actually, you know, she sold me my first car, if you can believe it.
Oh, is that how
this
you
was
met?
Before? Yes, this was before she even started selling cars. I was in the car lot. I was thinking of buying a Subaru Impreza.
Awesome.
And she came up to me and she was like, "Hey, really go for the Forester." And I was like, "Who is this woman trying to tell me what to do? Trying to tell a big, strong man what to do?" And you know what? She told me so many things about cars that I never knew.
Amazing.
And she was still a chef at that point.
She was still a chef. It's across the street. The car lot is across the street from the Marriott. She was there on lunch. Sometimes she just liked to walk around the car lot, just talking to people on her lunch break.
Amazing.
Getting her steps
in. She in a chef's outfit and everything?
Oh yeah. And you know, I love a woman.
Oh, all right.
She had the tall hat. She had the tall hat and everything. And I thought, about 5 seconds into our conversation, this is the woman that I'm going to marry.
Awesome.
Oh my goodness. I mean, with the chef's head, she was probably like 6'7" or something.
Oh yeah. She was a towering figure, very imposing. And, you know, I knew that I was going to marry her, and then 6 weeks later, engaged.
Really?
And that was 4 years ago. Isn't that incredible?
That is a God thing. Awesome. Oh,
still engaged.
Oh, that's so awesome. And you're going to love being married, Melvin, because you wait and you wait and you wait and you wait and you maintain your sexual purity and you wait till that special wedding night. And then the really cool thing is that once you're married, anything goes. And if you like a woman in uniform, you could dress her up as a construction worker, a cop, anything you want, a maid, you know, all of that goes inside the bonds of marriage. It's all good.
Oh yeah. I cannot wait for that day. We did want to get married, several years ago, but you know, I kept thinking, you know, the timing isn't right. I just want to make sure that I can have all of our family there. We were hoping that my mother was going to, you know, be there for the wedding, but you know, she did pass away. But I was like, you know, we should wait. I have all of this, you know, I have a very strong sexual drive, and, I didn't want that to cloud that special day. I didn't want her to feel like I was forcing my manly body onto hers. And I thought, and I told her, you know what? I don't care if we're engaged for the rest of our lives, as long as on the day that we get married, you know that I'm not just marrying you because I desperately want to have sex.
I think that's amazing because it, you know what? Our time is not God's time and you are taking your time.
Yep.
And I think that is so important. And what an awesome, awesome story that, you know, just this woman that was a chef is selling you a car in a car lot. And the next thing you know, and her name is Carla. I mean, come on.
Yeah, it's right there in the name.
And, you know, that is just so beautiful. And I'm just praying, and, you know, I'm sorry your mom couldn't be there, but she'll be there in spirit on that special day.
She'll be looking over us. Yes, yes. I know that on that day, I will look up and I will see my 6'5" goddess. And I will look up 6 more feet and I will see my mother there in the sky.
Oh, kind of a low, low idea of heaven. I love
that. That's awesome. And Melvin, I wish that a podcast was not just an audio medium, because people, if people could see you the whole time we've been talking to Melvin, and I don't know how you do this, but like all of a sudden he'll have a little bunny nose and some ears stuck to his real Melvin face. And then all of a sudden, like right now, he has on big lashes and some dark lipstick.
Yeah.
And it just, your image just keeps changing like a filter
or whatever.
It's so cool. I wish people could see you. Sometimes he has those 80s sunglasses on that have the slats across the front of them.
And are those your real lips, or are they, is that the filter?
It's a little bit of both. The top lip is a filter. The bottom lip is mine. All me.
Oh, wow.
I love that.
I had some shellfish earlier. It's actually kind of an allergic reaction.
Oh no.
I'm so sorry.
Are you okay?
Oh, I'm totally fine. It's, you know, I can't stay away from shrimp, even though it is not condoned in the Bible.
Right. But I just do have to tell you, a couple times you've had on a full like Boba Fett helmet and some different things completely covering your face. I like the filters where I can still see your beautiful face because you're very handsome, very, very handsome. But I did like when you had that funny goatee
on
for a while. I know. What's up?
And I'm also wondering about your outfit, because like what is that? It's kind of a shorts with a zip up thing. I've seen those advertised.
A romper.
A romper.
It's a romper. Okay. Yes, I bought it from a local vendor called Romp God. They're such sweet guys. They're from San Diego. They have a very small little operation out there, which San Diego has some of the best churches that I've ever seen.
Uh-huh.
And I met those guys a really long time ago when I used to surf. I used to go down to Hillcrest to you know, just to surf and have a good time. And I met these guys at the beach, and they were all wearing these incredible rompers.
Amazing.
They had like a leopard print, they had zebra print, they had tiger print, and I thought, I just have to have one of those. And then later, it wasn't even then when I bought it, I got an ad for it on Instagram.
It reads
and
your
thought,
mind.
Yep. Exactly. And I thought, if this isn't God's work, then what is?
Yeah. That is amazing. Yep. I think it'd be fun if you and Carla could put on matching ones. That would be fun.
That would be fun. And I don't see a lot of guys who wear more of a short. Guys are wearing these big old baggy long things that are more like a culotte. And I think, and not that I'm looking, Melvin, but you have such nice legs. Why not have on a short? Let those sticks out and, you know, let them see the sun.
Exactly. I never skip leg day. I mean, if you've seen my social media account, it's about half and half Bible verses and my calves.
Right.
I love to show them off. I mean, God gave me some beautiful big calves and some juicy knees, and I want the world to see it. And that's okay.
I'm looking, I still, you know, I'm not sure if my friend request has gone through yet. Is it coming up on yours? I'm just making
sure.
That's
so funny, because it says that I'm following you on mine.
Oh, really? And what was your handle again?
Glory _ holy.
Okay. That's what I'm putting in. Okay. Weird.
It's glory _ holy.
Oh, two underscores.
It's two underscores.
Okay, maybe I've
glory
got the wrong.
Glory holy. Glory holy. Yeah. That is a great, great account. And I just wanted to ask, because not a lot of people get access to lead pastor Steve. And, you know, I know he's not into social media, but he has to be posting. And I mean, you do his daily posts and you get to check in with him and go to his office and stuff?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's taken a long time over the years to get, he's a little bristly when it comes to social media, as you said. But you know what? Sometimes it's all about just kind of being like I'm almost like an investigative journalist. I have to like pop up. Sometimes I sneak out. I get into his office before he comes in so I can snap a picture of him from behind the curtains while he's doing his work. But let me tell you, do not follow him into the bathroom. Do not follow him into the men's room. He will get mad at you.
Oh, that's so fun. I love that you're getting those candid moments. I think that is so authentic. And I think that's the great thing about Twin Hills is we are authentic. We're not performing for anyone.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, that is so fun. Hey, you know, Melvin, I'm still not seeing my friend request.
You know what? It's coming. Just give it a minute. Just have some faith that it's coming.
Okay.
Melvin DeBanks was played by Calvin Seabrooks. Follow him at Larry Gavid. I'm Holly Laurent, playing Hallie Labonte, and Gray Haas was played by Greg Hess. Follow us and Mega the Podcast on Twitter and Instagram. And if you really want to get out of hell free card, support us on Patreon. The link is in the show notes.